My grandmother came along with her family. She was, I think, 14 then. And she was going back to the seminary in North Carolina. So she made the trip to Texas and stayed about a month. And so she would be the only girl in the seminary from Texas. Then she had to stay for 2 years after the war before it was safe to travel. And her uncle gave them his children and her brother, I believe it was. There were about five of the young people. And his uncle gave them a wagon and team to carry the supplies. And then a carriage. And it took them 6 weeks then to come to Texas. And 6 months after she got back to Texas, she married my grandfather.
Sir. That really is interesting. So it was your grandfather that started the story here?
No, it was his brother.
His brother.
Thomas. And a man named Gardner R. Evidently, Mr. was from New York City or New York State. And he died, and my great uncle, Tom, bought his interest from Mr.'s father in New York. Then it was operated as Thomas for a few years, and then my great-grandfather. My grandfather was Sanford St. John, and his father died over in Mississippi, Panola, Mississippi, and after he went back and settled the estate, he had the money to buy a half interest in the store with his brother, and it was T&S, and then the great Uncle Tom's family sold out after his death to my grandfather. Then it was S. My grandmother was Sally, Sarah Elizabeth. They called her Sally E. And the business became known as Mrs. Sally E. Then she and my grandfather had 7 children. 6 lived to be grown and married. And then 1916, it was changed to Gibbs Brothers and Company. But there was continuous operation of the business from 1841. And he, when he bought a half interest with his brother Tom, my grandfather assumed half the obligation for the new brick store under construction, which was this store, this building here, built in 1847. And these windows, all of the windows and doors had these iron shutters.
Oh, yes, sir.
And you'd close those, pin them at the top and bottom, and then that bar came over. And it protected them from highwaymen and from the Indians.
Oh, yes, sir. So that would keep everybody out, I guess. Did they really need those then?
Yeah. See, Huntsville at that time had been settled primarily by people from Huntsville, Alabama, where it got its name, and was known as an outpost, a frontier town for people going west. They bought supplies and things here. General Sam Houston was a great friend of my grandfather's and great uncle. And they were executives of his estate. He was a customer in the store, and we have in the other room a picture of the front page of the original ledger, which we still have.